Time now for your letters. In the introduction to our report on San Francisco's bee shortage, I said that without these pollinators, spring flowers and fruit trees can't bloom. Well, this prompted alert apiologist Joe Forbes to write, "The absence of bees does not prevent flowering. It makes pollution and the subsequent production of fruit more difficult." Thanks. John McChesney's story about the families of deployed National Guardsmen brought in plenty of mail. Some, like this one from M.R. de la Sequoia, wrote, "In your reporting on the difficulties of families of deployed servicemen, you failed to remind the listener that the servicemen volunteered." Others echoed this point made by Robert Moran. He wrote, "The burden that the Reserve and National Guard families bear is not understood by the majority of Americans. If you know a family with a mobilized soldier, don't be afraid to ask how they are doing. Buy them a cup of coffee or take them out for lunch once in a while to let them know they are not forgotten. Ask if there is anything you can do for them. Don't worry, 99% will thank you, but tell you they are doing just fine. It's the thought that counts." And finally, last week's story about jazz vocalist Kurt Elling prompted Susan Cook Abdullah, who now lives in Rome, Italy, to write, "In 1993-95, my husband and I were lucky enough to rent an apartment from a jazz drummer in Chicago, Michael Rayner, who played and plays with Vaughn and Kurt, which was how we met them. Kurt was on the verge of being recognized then, and your story made me remember all those nights in empty jazz bars when we'd go see him and chat in between sets. Thank you for bringing all those wonderful memories back." You can write to us. Just go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link.